All right. Man, I like that song. You guys like that song? All right. Well, we're in the third week of our series called The Temptations. All right. So I'm excited about this. I'm excited all week. You know, Pastor Ron and I kind of talked together this week, as we always do, and we said, you know, this series is a message that preaches all week. You know that? You don't forget it on Sunday because, man, you've got rings that you've got to wear. You've got phones now you got to think about, you know. And Jim Clare, treasurer, you call me anytime. You pick up his phone, you call me anytime. All right. So, yeah, I'm excited. And it does. I think about this all week long. I'm excited about it, you know. And especially this week because of the cell phones and stuff, you know. I'm just so thankful I have Pastor Ron, because Pastor Ron, man, he gives me all these good ideas, and then I use them, and I get the credit for it, you know. So thank you, Pastor Ron, for the ideas and stuff. So that's great. We want to recap a little bit for last week, okay? Just a little bit, and the week before, because some of you weren't here, and some of you weren't here the last couple of weeks, so I just want to bring you up to date. But we started this series in introducing the idea that we all are in a dating relationship with temptation, right? That's what we are. We are in this dating relationship. And it's being like in the relationship that you had, and you have either been in a relationship like this, or know of someone who has been in a relationship like this, but it's like everybody sees that it's a bad relationship but you, okay? You're kind of like, dude, man, what are you doing with her? What are you doing with him? You know, this is a bad thing, right? Right? You don't want to be with him. He's a, you know, what are you going to do with him? So anyway, and we've all been in those relationships. Don't tell me you haven't, right? You all have. Or you know of somebody that has, but you are in so much love that you're blinded about what you're doing. And that's what temptation is. It blinds you of what you actually, you know, everybody's saying, hey, man, don't do that. Whatever it is, because you could put the name to all the temptations, you know, you broke that off, right? And you dropped them in here. But anyway, the temptations, they are so seductive. All right, and we read in Proverbs, we read about the strange woman, and the strange woman, she has lips of honey. I mean, come on, man, that's in the Bible, lips of honey. That's like, man, where's she at, right? All you guys, you're all thinking that same thing. And then you know what, her speech, she tells you everything she likes. It's as smooth as oil. And that's what it says, as smooth as oil. So, you know, she's telling you or he's telling you all these things, man, and you're really kind of, oh, yeah, that's, oh, baby, I'm so much in love. It's like, what does the temptation say? And I say it every week. It's, you know, yeah, you could be in all kinds of storms, but it's still like the month of May. Man, you're looking through rose-colored glasses. Now, I'm dating myself, right? Rose-colored glasses, that's the hippie stages. When you would look in these glasses, you would put them on. They were rose-colored, and they had they were like prisms. And you'd get high just putting them on. It'd be like, whoa, gee. And then you want to throw up. It's like you were on a roller coaster ride or something. But anyway, so we wore these rings the first week, and I have a whole bunch of them here. Not a whole bunch. Man, some of you guys kept them, didn't you? I know you did. But we had all these rings, and we said, you know what? I don't want you to break up. And these represented temptation, okay? So when you had this ring on, when you were wearing this ring, and you every time you felt it on your hand or whatever, or when you went to wash your hands and you want to take it off or whatever, but you thought about something that's been tempting you. Something that you have a relationship with, and this represented the relationship that you have with whatever it is. And it could be a guy or a girl. It could be that, and it could be, you know, somebody that's not good for you. It could be whatever. It could be some huge temptation, something that really tempts you. And then we came back, and So when we came back last week and we surrendered our rings that represented that dating relationship that we had, and what we were going to do is it's not a breakup. We were not breaking up, because breaking up is hard to do, right? And we all know that. And we should get Neil Sedaka up here next week to play that, right? Breaking up is hard to do. That's who did it, right, Jim? Okay. All right. But it is. But it was not breaking up. It was giving it a break. We were giving it a break, you know? And you've heard this before, right? You've heard this. You've either been the recipient of this, or you have said it, or you've heard it. It's not you, baby. It's me. Right? It's not you. It's not your fault that I want to break this up. It's me. Have you done it? I've been both the recipient and the one who's actually done that. What a mess, you know? I mean, many times I've been so, what do you mean it's not me? You're breaking up with me, right? So anyway, we came up here and we said, look, honey, we're taking a break from whatever that is. We're taking a break. We're going to throw it right in here. And everybody gave, well, most people gave up. And I said, just take a break for the week. And this week, you could take them back if you wanted. Any takers? You won't come up. Come on. Do you want to take one back? Do you want that temptation back? I had a lady call me. And she said, Pastor Joe, don't forget to save me a ring. Don't forget to get my ring out of there. And I said, listen, you're really not supposed to get your ring back. You're kind of like taking a break. And she says, oh, no. She says, I want my ring back. I said, why? She says, because this is killing me. This temptation, she says, I've had such a horrible week that I'm going to get it back. I said, okay, I'll save it for you. She says, but I'm going to listen to your message. Because I'm not going to be here today, so look around who's missing. All right, so shame on you. And while you're listening to that, everybody knows who's missing this morning, okay? And I won't mention any names. Pastor Ron, you got to make sure that as soon as we're done, you put it up on the website, all right? Okay. So anyway, this morning we're going to take it one step further, okay? One step further. What do you do? And I'm going to do it, Pastor Ron, okay? What do you do when you get a booty call? Huh? What do you do? Hey, babe, what are you doing? It's midnight, okay? You know what it is. I'm not fooling any of you, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, what are you doing? I'm sleeping. It's midnight. Oh, well, I've been missing you. It's been 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks that we've been kind of dealing with this, right? It's been 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a little tired. Yeah? Can I come over? Come over. Why do you want to come over? Do I need to go any further? You get it, right? You're going to get a phone call. That's why the calls. That's why the phones. You're going to get a phone call. And guess who's going to be calling you? We've been trying all week. They're missing you. And when you least expect it, you get that call. You get that call and it says, I miss you. I want you. And you know what? That person doesn't really care about you. They don't. They care about their own lusts and their own desires. That's it. They're not calling you at 1 o'clock in the morning because they really want to have an intimate conversation with you. That's not it. Or they want to give you $1 million or whatever the case might be. They want to help you out. Hey, let's paint your room tonight. No, that's not the idea. They don't have your own interest. They have their own interests at heart. They are calling to entice you back into a relationship that you want to take a break from or ultimately want to break off permanently. Now, I know that's going to be hard. In the midst of all of that, in the midst of that phone call, and they say, "Can I come over?" You know, thus the reason for the cell phones this morning. But let me ask you a question, a very important question. When you answer that phone call, who's on the other line? Pastor Ron, let's read our text, James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 13. It says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." So who is calling? Chris says Satan. Who's calling? We can't blame God for making the call, right? Because he says that God cannot tempt anybody. James 1:14 says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts and enticed." We would like to blame someone else for the call, but in reality, who's making the booty call? Who's making it? Take a look at, see this right here? It says, "Hello, my name is gossip. Hello, my name is food. Hello, my name is cheating. Hello, my name is pornography, bitterness, anger. Hello, my name is pride. My name is self-pity." Take a look down here. "Hello, my name is," what? Who's making the booty call? You are. You're on the other line. When you pick up the phone rings, and it's somebody, it's late at night, and they say, "Hey, I miss you." It's your voice. It's your voice. It's not anybody else's. We would love to blame everybody. We would love to blame someone else. You know, it's like Flip Wilson. Now I'm going to really date myself. Flip Wilson was a comedian in a sitcom years and years and years ago when I was a baby. And he would dress up like a woman. And he would do all kind of stupid stuff for jokes, and he would say, "The devil made me do it," right? And we always say that, "The devil makes me do it." And he doesn't. He really doesn't. Some other outside source. I want to blame some outside source. I want to blame the devil. I want to blame his demons. I want to blame a lot of other things. I want to blame that girl who's wearing that short skirt. Why is she wearing that short skirt? She's making me lust. Is it the girl that's wearing the short skirt that's making me lust? Is it? Nope. We like to blame her, right? We would like to blame our kids who are running around crazy running around the house all day. Well, that's, you know what, if it wasn't for those kids, man, I would have the house cleaned and I would have the laundry done and I'd have a four-course meal for waiting for you at dinner today. If it wasn't for those kids. Is it the kids' fault that you don't have any of that done? I want to show you the cartoon. We're going to continue that one cartoon that we saw the other day.
Hehehehe go fishing.
Okay, I'm going.
The last guy down to the brook is a softie. Hey, how about a smoke, partner? Go on, smoke it. It'll put hair on your chest. You ain't afraid, are you?
Hold your flag.
Give me that. I'll show you how to smoke like a man. See? Now you try it. You spoke like a baby. Come on, take a real drag. That's the stuff, Don. What's the matter? Can't you take it?
Oh, turn.
You get the idea, right? It goes on, and what I want to know is when the mailbox was ringing, who was calling? Who was calling? Donald. You didn't see some devil coming out of there. Yeah, you saw Donald Duck with horns. It was Donald calling. Donald was making the call. And he makes it sound so nice, right? He makes it, he has lips of honey, and he has speech as smooth as oil. When the mailbox rings, it was, when this mailbox rings, it's us, right? We're on the other line. Thus the reason for these little name tags. It's us. We're making the call. Truth is that no one is tempting you. No one. You are tempted of your own desires. It was Donald Duck. Let me ask you the question then. How many times have you picked up the phone and made the call to entice yourself or someone else so that you can bring somebody else along with you? How many times? A lot, huh? I know I have. You know, and you'd be lying if you'd say no. But I know that I pick up the phone to entice myself to do stuff that I shouldn't do. And I know each one of us do the same thing, if we're truthful. James chapter 1, verse 15 down through 18 says, "Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, brings forth death." And we'll look more at that next week. But do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, who with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. Now, he says, do not be deceived. Do not err. Do not be deceived. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God, the Father of light. Let's take a look at John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 3. Let's look at verse 18 down through 20, and it says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and man loves darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Now, it says, basically, we are evil. That's what it says. It says, we are evil. Jeremiah 17:9 says that our hearts, the heart is deceitful above all things. Okay? It says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? When we turn on the light, the lights, we not only see the good things that God has for us and the perfect things that God has for us, but we see what is going on inside of us. We do. And that's not good sometimes. That makes me not happy sometimes. That makes me a little uncomfortable and shameful at times. And if you're honest, it does for you too. It makes you feel a little squeamish and say, you know what? There really isn't anything good inside of me. I'm a mess. So that's why we seek something outside of us to blame, making the call of temptation. So since there is no good thing inside of me, we need something outside of us to help us. You know, this past week, and I've got to tell you this, we've had some bus problems. And we came up here Sunday morning, and we couldn't run the bus because the bus didn't have any gas in it. So I thought that was going to be all we needed to do, is run down and put some gas in it. And then I found out that somebody siphoned all the gas out of the two buses, all right? So I said, okay, well, let's run them down, scrap up some money and go put some gas in them because we needed to run them. And this was on Tuesday. So we go down and we go to put gas in the one bus, the green van. And all of a sudden we heard something. What in the world's going on? We look underneath the bus and gas is just gushing out. They had taken a razor and they had cut in the hose and all the gas, they siphoned everything out of it that they could, because there's a little screen in there that you can't put a siphon hose in. So I said, oh man, what are we going to do now? So we brought it up here, and then I said, well, let's get the other bus, and it should be okay. So it was out of gas. So we went down to the gas station again. I put it in, down on the ground. So we brought them back up here, and I was angry. I mean, it's not just the gas. I mean, now I've got to spend, now Wednesday morning, we had to get these buses running because we've got to pick up a lot of kids. So, and we can't just leave them hanging out there. So I got on underneath the bus, and I spent about 4 or 5 hours underneath the bus fixing the pipes underneath. And so I was angry. I was angry, angry, angry. That's one of them here, right? Hello, my name is Anger. Why? I was angry. I had bitterness. I had self-pity. I had a lot of these. And I'll tell you what, I even had worse, because I thought to myself, I imagined if I could catch these guys, what I would do. Then all of a sudden, it hit me. I was on the phone with myself. Who is this? You really want to do what? I said, wait a second, I can't do that. I can't do that, that's stupid. It's not their fault. I choose all these things right here. I choose to do it, nobody else. I can either be miserable with what they did, or I could choose to make it for a good illustration on Sunday morning, right? Same thing. It's not your wife or your husband that's causing you problems. It's something inside. It's you. It's you causing those problems. Well, I had all kind of self-pity, but I have a choice. I have a choice. I can be angry and all that, or I can choose again. To not be any of those. To just say, hey, you know what? I'll talk to you later. I don't want to talk to you. See, this dating relationship I have been trying real hard to break off is a little more intimate than what I thought it was. It's very intimate because this relationship is with me. And it's with you. And that's hard to deal with when we know that, hey, wait a minute, temptation's coming from me, from within, from this heart. And we see that there is no good thing in me, just like Jeremiah said. So what do I do? I can't blame anybody. I can't blame God or anyone else. So what do I do now? Well, did you notice that the last few weeks, every time the phone rang, and it was tempting you, and that was a tempting call, that there was another call coming in. And you looked, and on your call waiting was somebody else. On your caller ID, you chose to ignore it because it was God calling. He was saying, pick up, pick up. You know, every time that you're tempted, every single time that I'm tempted, you know that there is this little, small voice inside of you saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. I'll help you. I'll help you get through this mess. I will. On the back of your phone, it says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13b, it's the ending of it. It says, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape. He's saying, pick up, switch calls, switch, you know, push the button and say, thank you, Lord, for being there. See, because if the temptation comes inside of you and you have Jesus Christ inside of you and he makes you know, all you have to do is say, you know what? He won't tempt me more than I am able because I'm the tempter. Right? For the Christian, he says, I want to take away all the feelings of shame that you have, of doubt and all the guilty feelings, and I want to replace that with love, and I want to replace that with grace, and I want to replace that with the strength to be able to walk away from that temptation. I want to do that. And I don't do it out of obligation. I will not do it out of obligation because I will do it out of love because I absolutely adore you. And I am compassionate. And I have compassion on you, and I know that it's hard. I've been there. And for the person who does not have a personal relationship with Christ, he desires a relationship with you so this will actually mean something to you. Because right now, this might not even mean anything to you. He's calling you. He's calling you this morning, and he wants you to answer. And we're going to have a time of invitation, but before I do that, here's what I'd like to do. This is your cell phone to keep. And I want you to put it anywhere that temptation grabs you. If it's pornography on a computer, put it right beside the keyboard. If it's when you're in school and you're looking at the short skirts, put it in your pocket and feel it. If it's at home in your bed, put it on your nightstand. And every time that you or temptation calls you, what I want you to do is I want you to look on the back and say, you know what? I can do this through his strength. So keep it with you. Keep it with you everywhere you go so that it's a remembrance of you're not alone. You're not doing this battle by yourself. That there's somebody that's there wanting a relationship with you so that you don't have to have a relationship with all of this. So I would like you to all stand, every head bowed, every eye closed, and I'm going to give a time of invitation this morning. A time that we can, or, you know, those of you who know Jesus, who know Christ, who have at some point in your life prayed a prayer that invited Jesus Christ into your heart, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you here this morning who have never done that, you need a relationship with Jesus so that you can have that help, so that when the phone does ring, you'll know who it is. So with that, I'm going to pray a prayer of invitation. And all this prayer does is it invites Christ into your heart. And I would like that for you. I would, if you've never done that, I really want that for you. So as I pray and invite Christ in, why don't you pray along with me in silence? You don't have to do it out loud. But every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm going to pray this prayer, and I want you to pray it with me if your desire is to have an advocate, someone who will help you through life's mess, and invite him into your heart. Dear God, I admit I'm a sinner. I understand my sin has separated me from you. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for me and rose again from the grave to offer me this gift of eternal life. I open the door to my heart and invite Christ in to be my personal Savior. Forgive me of my sins and make me your child. And it's in Jesus' name, Christ's name, I pray this. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Anybody pray that prayer this morning? Raise your hand. Anybody? I see that. See that hand. Anybody else? Just slip your hand up, slip it right back down. Amen. Amen. I see those. Thank you. Dear gracious God, we just thank you so much, Father, for just an opportunity to come this morning and to know what's real, to know what's truth, to know that, you know what? We've got a messy life. We live in a messy life. We live in darkness. We love darkness. We're pretty evil. But we know that you are light and you have good gifts and perfect gifts just waiting for us. And all we have to do is acknowledge you as Lord over our lives. And then when temptation calls, know how to deal with it. Father, we love you so much. We thank you. And as we leave here, God, just keep calling us. Keep calling us until we answer the phone for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.